I'm Haley. This is my new friend Lee from The Funeral Portrait.
Howdy. Hello. Thanks for having me.
Of course. Although we do go back a little bit, because the last time I saw you, you were at our Buzz session right before the Five Finger Death Punch Marilyn Manson show.
At Bridgestone Arena.
What happened? Oh my God. And how did that go? Because before... For that time when we saw you at the Buzz session, you were like, oh my God, this is going to be our first arena show. Oh my God. So how did it go?
Yeah, I was I was so nervous. So it's wild. So if you are listening and you don't know anything about us, we normally play places like what we're doing right now, small little clubs. And don't get me wrong, they do sell out and it's super packed and it's fun. And I guess maybe we could graduate to bigger venues, but I would much rather play a small, sold-out show. So this was like our first time playing an arena, and it was insane. And what's even crazier for me is I've seen so many cool shows there, even though, because I'm from Atlanta, but I kind of live up here in Nashville a little bit sometimes, back and forth, whatever. So I saw like Fall Out Boy there. I saw My Chemical Romance there. I saw, was it like Paramore there? I saw Jelly Roll there. Like, I mean, I've seen stuff there, especially over the last few years. And I'm just like, oh, Casey Musgraves. I just saw Casey Musgraves there. And I was just, oh, it was so good.
Oh, I love her too.
So yes, me too. Yeah. But literally, like, I'm literally standing there. This was the Casey show, because that was the newest one that I went to. I was like, I was on that stage. I've been there. So it's so cool to just be like, what is going on?
Never let go of that feeling either. Even if you do it 100 times, always think about that.
I won't, because we worked so hard to get there. It's wild for us. It took us like 10 years to get to this spot, right? And so many artists, especially in the modern day of TikTok, RIP, you know, they will, you know, they'll just blow up and then they go on an arena tour. And it's like this big thing. Their first time touring is in a bus. And for us, we had a Sprinter van that lasted us 10 years. And now we have an RV. And it's like living in so much luxury, even though half of the time, like half the stuff doesn't work and all that kind of stuff. Even though, but you know, for us, it's just one of those moments of just graduating every time. And I think it helps. I like the smaller steps rather than the giant leaps, you know. And I think I like also building with our fans. And I feel like it brings them along for the journey, and they discovered it first, you know.
Mm-hmm. And tonight it's really cool because you have a sold out show at the end.
Yes.
Have you played that venue before?
We did, actually, because it's so funny. We had found out that we got the tour, the Five Finger tour. We found out we got that tour literally the day before we played the end last time. And I remember like saying something on stage, just being like, yeah, so the next time that you see us, we're going to be playing Bridgestone Arena, you know, and like people were like freaking out. It was cool. Yeah. And it wasn't sold out like it is tonight. And, you know, as we know, it is a small club, but like, you know, this time, like coming back and it's sold out, and like we just pulled up, you know, to the venue and there's already like a line and stuff. So it's
is there really?
Oh, yeah. Our fans are very dedicated, or as we say, they're very devoted.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Yes.
I was going to say during the Buzz session, I noticed how cool your fans really are. I'm not just saying like, oh, your fans are so dedicated. I mean, like, they seem like really cool people. And like, we've seen shows, especially, you know, like the intimate, you know, Buzz sessions. That's the whole point of them. Like, people, or even small shows in general, like people pushing their way to the front or like taking too much time with the person and like, oh, I've been a fan longer than you. Like, never any, they were so cool. They were so nice. They were polite. And just seeing you guys interact with them, I'm like, this is so fun. I just love it.
Yeah. You know, we are very lucky in that sense. You know, they love to take care of each other, and they like are completely like, it's weird because they're so, as I use the word, devoted to us. They're devoted to each other, you know. We're creating, I don't want to, a family, you know, but it is. It's just a group of people that might not fit in anywhere else, you know, and it kind of gives them a space for them to just be them, like no matter what it is, you know. And we've welcomed so many new fans, especially after the Five Finger Manson tour.
Oh, yeah.
From that, and like, again, we can come back to these markets like Nashville and now sell out a small club that before we weren't doing that, you know.
Yeah.
Maybe there are 50 people, now it's 250 or oversold or whatever it is. And it's one of those things that we're like, it's so cool to see that, you know. That, you know, that Buzz session, that was our first time ever doing any like acoustic thing ever.
Really?
So that was cool. That was like a really cool event that we did.
Yeah.
So.
No, and it was awesome too. Because I remember usually like when we host a session, we have one of us on stage and like conduct an interview. You guys just went up and you were, I'm like, we're just going to let them be the stars of the show here. Like, we don't need to be a part of it. We're going to let them go. And it was so fun. It was perfect.
That's awesome. Again, like I said, we'd practiced, you know, like us three, because there's just like three of us. And I was like, all right, this is what we're going to do, you know? Mm-hmm. But then like the crowd started, like, because I love that you guys have like fans there, mm-hmm. because, you know, not to knock on other radio stations, but a lot of them do
knock
this.
Knock on
like
the other radio stations.
Yes, so they don't do the fan stuff, you know? They don't want fans involved, you know, and stuff like that. And it made me, one, just feel more at home and ease, you know? And then also, they were singing along, and they had such a great time, and it gave them such a unique experience that none of them have ever witnessed before, you know? Yeah. So it's a cool thing.
Well, we want fans there, and we also want people to discover you, like, through us, too. Like, that's kind of our job as a radio station, is to introduce people to new music, but we're not gonna be the jerks that are like, you have to win. This is win only. I don't care how big of a fan you are, you have to win your way in and listen to it. Yeah, sure. Like, if we had, one time we had Queens of the Stone Age for a buzz session, everybody and their mother wanted to go, and we're like, okay,
you
can't
have to
have 500
win that.
People in our
yeah,
game.
Yeah, of course, of course.
We can only fit 75, but it's like, we want fans there, you know? We want fans to be a part of something through us, so.
That's sick. Well, and it was great, so.
Yeah.
So if you're in a band and you're listening right now, you have to do one, because I suggest to do it.
Yeah, well, that's the cool thing about the show tonight, too. At the end is that it's such an intimate venue. Also, the stage is only like a foot off of the ground, so you're like eye level with the
stage. Yeah, oh yeah.
My husband's band plays there every once in a while, and I'm like, if it's not your band, I usually stick towards the back, because like, if it's a band that I'm not really familiar with, I'm not gonna be eye level with them. No offense, I'll stick to the back. But no, tonight, when your fans are there, they're gonna love it.
Oh yeah, no, we're really excited. You know, it's again, like I said, this is it's weird that we're headlining too, because this is, we've tried to stay away from quote headlining, because I really want to put on a show when we do like a real headlining tour. So we're getting ready to start this other tour, and we're going to be gone for like 2 months, but we wanted to do some shows along the way to get all the way out to the West Coast. And we were like, we have to hit Nashville. Yeah. And then like, again, tickets went on sale, and they start selling well, and then all of a sudden I get, oh, low ticket warning, oh, sold out. I'm like, oh, okay, this is like a thing now. You know, it's cool. It's weird.
Yeah, totally weird. Well, I was the one that slept on the tickets too. I'm like, oh, I'll just wait. And I'm like, whoops.
Yeah, we have a lot. No, it's been a thing. Like, we have a lot of people that were like, oh, like, are there going to be any at door or stuff like that? I'm like, I don't think so. Yeah. It's weird. It's, again, we're not used to that. And I don't think our fans are either. So I was like, yeah, sorry, guys.
It's that fine line between like, oh my God, everybody needs to know about this band. They're so underrated. They need more love. But then when they get a bunch of love, like, no, stop.
Yeah, gatekeeping, you know. Yeah, we talk exactly about that a lot, you know. And it's cool, because I think with, you know, you want your favorite band to be successful, right? Mm-hmm. Because you want them to do well in their life. But you still love that little bit of you being like, oh, like, I discovered them, you know, first, and they're my band, no one else's, you know? And I don't know, growing up, that was a big thing for me. And so I was very like, I kept a lot of my music really close to my chest, you know, like mm-hmm. close to my heart. And so like, I wouldn't talk a lot about my favorite bands, you know, because mm-hmm. I didn't want everyone to love the same stuff that I loved, you know?
Yeah, yeah. So going back to the Kacey Musgraves thing, because I'm going to geek out a little bit here. The first time I saw Kacey, this was 2009 at a little tiny winery in Texas. There were like 20 people in the room. I was sitting in front of her grandmother, the one that cried when she pierced her nose.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She tapped me on the shoulder right when she went on stage, and she's like, that's my granddaughter.
Oh my God.
That's so sweet. Now, when she started blowing up, I'm like, I saw her first.
That's so crazy.
That's so cool. Right? What a fun memory to have.
Like, that is.
The situation, too, when it's like, I saw them at the sidebar mm-hmm. at this hotel downtown. It's really cool to have those memories, too.
Yeah, that's sick. No, that's what makes you a music lover, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's something that people who like music, they live for those moments, you know, and that's why it is important to go. If you really like a band or an artist, go see them, like go make that happen, you know? And I don't know, it's been cool because we have that, you know, and it's becoming more real for us. It's wild to think about.
Yeah. How are you feeling about all this stuff? Like just the growth? Cause I mean, not that much time has gone by since, you know, the Manson Five Finger Death Punch show and Suffocate City, you hear it everywhere now.
I know.
It's all over the place.
So I know it is.
And it's a very short amount of time since then. So like, what's it going to be like the next year from now? Just like,
how? We'll see, especially cause like, you know, I think we got another one coming soon, too. Like, it's one of those things that, you know, once it goes, right? Yeah. So that's what we're planning on next. And I think that's more what I'm focused on is not, I'm focused on living in the moment, right? Mm-hmm. So not thinking of, oh my God, like we're selling out these clubs and then what, you know,
am I going to wear at my Madison Square Garden show?
Exactly, exactly. what I am thinking of is like, what's, not really like what's next, but like, how do I get to that next step? Because that's very important to us is steps.
Yeah.
And we work so hard to get to this step. Mm-hmm. The next step, though, is even harder to get to. And so it's very like, okay, well, we have to play. We need to do this. And then we have to do this. And we have to do that. You know, and I'm also like the business guy in the band. Mm-hmm. I do a lot of that. I do a lot of a lot, let's put it that way. And
well, that's so another job in itself. Right
it
there.
Is. And so like, I'm on the phone with our manager, like 5-6 times a day, you know, and we're like, okay, well we could do this tour, but no, we need to wait because like, we're starting to get like tour offers from like bigger bands and stuff and people, you know, and I'm going to say his name out, but Chris Daughtry, he like reached out to me in my DMs and he was like, yo, I like Suffocate City. I love your voice. You're so cool. And I'm like, what? Chris Daughtry, I saw you when you toured on the American Idol circuit, you know, like that's so cool. And like stuff like that is happening more and more to us. And like, I'm used to going and playing the end, but to 15 people,
right.
You know, not to selling it out in advance, you know? So even though that step seems small, it's still a huge step. And, you know, so it's figuring out like, what do we do? You know, and that's, I'm very excited, scared as well. But I keep dreaming of how do we get back to the arena? You know, how do we bring the show bigger than ever before? Because that's something very important to us is our show and theatrics and making it larger than life.
Yeah. Did you get to meet like Ivan or Chris from Five Finger? Did
yes.
you get to meet Manson?
Yes. I met them all. They were all very nice. Every single person on that tour was so nice to us, which is so cool because here's the deal is I feel like anytime we tour with like smaller bands, it's a very like, everyone's just kind of aggressive because I think I don't want to say they're jealous because we become jealous of other people too. That's just human nature. But I think it's because everyone sees that as a competition, right? Where it's really not. There's enough of this market to go around for everyone. Maybe not the tours, right? Because tours fill up. You're in the competition for the same tour spot or whatever. But it's okay to be friends and it's okay to like want each other's bands or artists to do well, you know? So, but when you get to a certain step, like Five Finger or Manson or even Slaughter, they were, you know, on there too. And all three of those bands were so nice to us because there's no competition there.
Sure.
There's no anything. And they really wanted us to do well. They wanted us I don't know. It was weird. It was a really weird feeling of being felt welcomed, you know.
Kind of taking you under their wing almost.
Yes. Yeah. And just being like, welcome to the big leagues almost, you know, like you guys almost like torch passing, you know, and Ivan especially was extremely nice. And he would sit out and talk with me a good bit of times, just give me advice or just tell me funny stories of, you know, whatever wild stuff whatever wild stuff that man has been in, you know, and done. And just, it's so funny because, you know, or he'll like introduce me to random people or whatever it is, you know, it just was really cool. You know, it was a really cool experience to be out on the road with actual rock stars. You know, every single person on that tour is a rock star, you know, so it's so cool. And all those guys were just incredibly awesome and nice. And it's so cool to see because, again, I don't know. I never thought I'd be playing again. Bridgestone Arena. Like that never crossed my mind. When I saw a few years ago, when I saw My Chemical Romance play, I didn't think
it was nuts.
Oh yeah. It did the cheerleader outfit that night. That was a big, when the internet exploded into a million pieces. Yes. That was crazy. But like, again, that's like the band that I loved growing up. Right. I got really lucky with incredible seats. The set list was perfect. They played some very important songs to me. It was this incredible moment and just experience it. That was great. And then we get like, oh, you guys are doing this Five Finger Death Punch and it's playing Bridgestone Arena. And I'm like, oh my God, no way. Like, I just saw My Chem there, you know? And then
so crazy.
It's just one of those moments of being like, even though a lot of those bands, like you go to the end and you see Paramore on the side, mm-hmm. you know, you see all these legendary artists have also played there, which feels great. Mm-hmm. But there's something about playing an arena, especially being a band for so long that never thought that they would ever get there,
sure.
especially kind of the music that we make. You know, we're a little special. We're a little emo, but we're also, quote, active rock. You know, we're rock, but we're not, but we are. You know, and there's all these little things
these
that
labels.
The people love that stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and for us, it's just like, what do we do? You know, how do we get there? And then it just happens, and we're like, wow. Yeah. I just never expected it.
Yeah. Well, and that My Chemical Romance show too, it was so highly anticipated and it was such a huge show too. So that show, it was probably at least like 10 months in advance when we found out about that show. So my husband and I got married on August 26th of 2022. And this was probably late the previous year. Mm-hmm. And so our promotions director, he called me and he's like, hey, we have a huge show coming up. And I said, okay, what is it? And he said, My Chemical Romance. I'm like, when is it? Because that's one of my husband's favorite. I love My Chemical Romance too, but this one of his favorite.
His ultimate favorites. I get it.
Huge. And he's like, it's August something. And I'm like,
oh no.
When is it? He's like, August 20. I'm like, Cliff, Tell me what date is. And if you say the 26th, I swear to God, he's like, oh, it's the 22nd. And I'm like, my husband would literally skip his own wedding for that show. I had a mild heart attack, but we did. It was like 3 days before our wedding. And we're like, we don't have time, but we're going to go. And we loved it.
That's awesome.
So it was like our pre-wedding party, but that was an insane show.
That's incredible. But that's what it is. You know,
yeah.
That feeling of finding out that your favorite artist is coming to town or like, and then finally going and standing in line forever. And there's so much to it, you know,
mm-hmm.
that's the priceless moments, you know?
Yeah.
And then of course a band like My Chem, where what is Gerard going to wear tonight? You know? And he comes out in a cheerleader outfit. Okay, sir. You know what I mean?
It's an
like,
experience.
Yes.
It's not just a show.
Yes. And I think that's what, we are trying to bring, you know, we can't do that much, right? I mean, you've seen the stage at the end. you know, we can't do that
little.
Much. But what we're working towards, like, we just, to end the year last year, we had a big show in our hometown in Atlanta. And we sold out a venue that, again, I never thought that we would. It was like close to 700 people. I when our agent brought us the club, like the venue size, we were like, oh, there's going to be 200 people there in a 700 cap venue. That's going to look very bad.
Yeah.
And then tickets go on sale and they start selling. We sold 200 in like 24 hours. And I'm like, oh no.
Whoa, what's going on?
I was like, this is a thing. And then it turned into an actual thing. And then it sold out in advance too. And I was like, what? You know, but in that show, we did like confetti. We did, so we have like these things called the icons and they mm-hmm. represent each one of our songs. And they're just like people in costumes, you know,
we built
the costumes. It's like a whole thing, but it's very theatrical, you know, and we brought them out on stage and they kind of stand there and look funky or weird, you know, and the fans loved it. And it was just a whole moment, you know, and that's the show, you know, that we're trying to bring across the country,
right.
you know, and hopefully by the end of the year, we can actually bring like it to full life, you know.
Absolutely. Well, I appreciate you being here before your sold out show tonight. I know there's a lot of things you can be doing, especially in a town, Nashville being a music town. There's so much to do. So I appreciate you coming in and spending.
Of course. Well, thank you for having me. This has been awesome.
Yeah, of course. Really quick. I want to know the correlation between Funeral Portrait and Buc-ee's. Or is it just something that you love?
It's just something that I love. So here's the story. Okay. Here's the story.
Yes, I love
stories. Okay. As I've been saying, we've been touring touring for basically 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. Very first time I saw Buc-ee's was, of course, in Texas. This was like 10 years ago. Our first like full US tour, we go to Texas and I'm like, what is that? You know, as I see this really, I'm going to say it, really cute beaver, you know, floating in the air on this sign. And I'm like, this guy looks like he should be fronting a pop punk band. I'm like, what is this? Let's pull over. Pull over. I see that there's 200 gas pumps in a place as big as Walmart. And I'm like, what is this? No one told us of this either. None of my touring friends. None of, yes. And then we go and I'm like, this is incredible. You know, of course, I post about it on social media, blah, blah, blah. Okay. So this was like 10 years ago.
Yeah.
We, of course, go to the venue or the show that night and all the bands are like, oh, you see, you guys went to your first Buc-ee's. I'm like, why didn't you guys tell us? What if we missed it? You know, like we could have never experienced this, you know.
But then,
you know, a few years later, of course, I start posting about it a little bit more every single time. And then Georgia, we got two of them. And so I'm there all the time because they go north. Of me, north out of Atlanta, you see a Buc-ee's. You go south out of Atlanta, you see a Buc-ee's. So I'll always stop because it's cheap gas, but also I love really cool branding and the beaver is super cute. So, you know, so it's one of those things that it's just turned into a thing. Then one of our fans turned me into Buc-ee, right?
Put my hair
like on Buc-ee.
Yeah.
And we were like, this is perfect. We got to sell this shirt. And so we started selling it. It's so crazy because at the Five Finger Tour, the beginning of the tour, we didn't have the shirt for sale. Mm-hmm. We were doing like a long sleeve shirt and then another shirt. And we were like, let's just test out the Buc-ee's one. Let's order 100 just for one show. And it's all sold instantly.
Oh,
and so we're like,
God.
Okay, print more. So the rest of the tour, we had them. Mm-hmm. And so now it's like turned into a thing. And I think even someone has it tattooed on them. So,
See, and the thing is, like, your fans are super, Pat, devoted.
Yes, yes.
And so are Buc-ee's. But, like, it's almost a cult.
Like,
you see Buc-ee's on somebody's bumper for no reason other than they just love it. So
it's
makes
so cool.
Sense.
I love it. We stopped at one this morning. So
which one?
The one in Calhoun. Oh, my God. Calhoun.
Where's Calhoun?
So it's in Georgia.
Oh, okay.
So coming out of Atlanta. So, just up 75.
Yeah.
So, yep.
I discovered my first Buc-ee's recently, like this past summer.
Okay.
Is all,
which one?
The one in Athens, just north of Huntsville.
Okay. Yep.
Because the closest one, we're getting one in Murfreesboro about 45 minutes from here, but that's not open yet. And I think the one in Clarksville is about to open soon. But otherwise, the nearest one is Crossville, which is like halfway to Knoxville.
Yeah, that way. And then there's one in Sevierville, which is really, that one's really nice too. So
I went to the one in Athens, except I picked the worst time to go because it was the Sunday of 4th of July weekend where everybody's on the way home from somewhere, us included. It was slammed. Yeah. Like, you talk about the number of gas pumps. We had to wait in line for gas. There were many people there. So I went inside. I'm like, I just want to shop around. I got super anxious.
Yeah.
I'm like, I can't
see,
do
that's,
this.
That is the problem because a lot of times people's first visit is on a vacation, right? Mm-hmm. Where everyone else is traveling through. Where I'm very lucky where, of course, I have two near me where I travel a lot, of course, in the band, but also outside of the band. So I get to go at like 3 o'clock in the morning where it's like nobody and I get to be like a private shopper in there, you know? And so it's great.
Yeah.
So I suggest to make just even a small trip maybe. Or like you said, they're going to open some up here because I keep seeing the billboards, you know?
Yeah.
So
we did go back because like at that trip, I'm like, I got to go. I grabbed a brisket sandwich and I ate it in the car. And I'm like, okay, all it took was one brisket sandwich. I'm like, I'm on board.
It's great.
But we went on like a Tuesday afternoon at like 11 in the morning. Oh, it was great.
Perfect, right?
Oh, and the amount of stuff we bought, it was like during Halloween. I'm like, Halloween decorations, a cooler, one of everything on the menu.
Yep. Always.
What's your go-to menu item at Buc-ee's?
Ooh, so they do have this. Okay, so of course the brisket's always great, right? I love their beef jerky. Their beef jerky is incredible, especially they have the garlic parmesan one, which is great, or the Cajun one, it's great. But they have, I'm trying to think of what they call it. I don't know. It's a sandwich. It's next to the brisket. It's like turkey and like ham, and it's got cheese, and it has like barbecue sauce on it too. So it is just so freaking good. I don't know what they actually call it, but it's incredible. It they don't always even have it too, because I don't think they sell too many. It's normally just like one little row, and I think once they sell out of them, they sell out of them. But get a nice little Caesar salad. Their Caesar salad there is great too. Yeah, they have a grilled chicken Caesar salad in their like little frozen or like cold area.
Yeah.
Yep. Because I do low carb. So I have like a really low carb diet. So, yeah. So I don't eat bread. So I take the bread off, put my own buns on. I'll carry my own tortillas, low carb tortillas. I carry my own like low carb bread around with me. And buns and stuff. So, but like they have those cheese cups, cheddar cheese. Mm-hmm. That's my always go to. Like this morning, I literally got a cheese cup and my Diet Coke, and that's it.
Perfect. That's I typically do the low carb thing too, but like if at Bucky's, I'm like, give me the bread.
Oh, yeah. I get it.
Like
no,
the chicken
I get it.
Burrito's my jam.
Ooh, that's a good one. That is a good one too.
This is what it's like being in the studio with me. We're bound to talk about food at some point.
I love that. I love that.
Well, I'm going to let you go. I appreciate you coming into the studio. We love Suffocate City. We're excited to see what's next. Have fun tonight.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.